You should be extremely selective with who gets your attention, because you become what you give your attention to, as said by Epictetus. In an era where boundless distractions and demands fight for a piece of our mind, this wisdom is more relevant than ever. The great thinkers of the past understood that the objects of our attention, be they people, ideas, or endeavors, inevitably influence our character. That's why you must guard your attention with the utmost care, allowing entry only to those worthy of influencing your mind. The more powerful and original a mind, the more it will incline toward solitude. A man can be himself only so long as he is alone. And if he does not love solitude, he will not love freedom. For it is only when he is alone that he is really free. Lesson 1. The power of solitude. Disappear and come back a master of yourself. Have you ever wondered why solitude seems to be the chosen refuge for the wise and the strong? Throughout history, the Stoics have emphasized the profound strength gained through solitude. But what makes solitude not just a haven of peace but a transformational tool? Today we explore how solitude can fundamentally reshape your approach to life, enabling you to emerge as a master of yourself. What do you think solitude really means? Is it merely an escape from the noise of daily life, or is it something more profound? The Stoics, such as Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, viewed solitude as an essential time for reflection and self-dialogue. They believed that in silence we can hear the truths that the world often drowns out. Solitude provides a clear stage for reason without distraction, where one can engage deeply with their thoughts and emotions. How often do you check in with yourself? Truly understanding your thoughts and motivations can be challenging amidst the chaos of everyday life. Solitude offers a pause, a moment of quiet to dive deep into the self. It's in these moments of isolation that the Stoics found clarity, detaching from external validations and focusing on internal values and virtues. Can reflection change your life? Stoics practiced daily reflection as a crucial discipline. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively in his meditations during periods of solitude, using this time to question and affirm his values and choices. Through solitude, reflection becomes a tool to refine our perceptions, enabling us to focus on what truly matters, our responses and our virtues. Have you considered that every challenge is an opportunity to grow? When isolated, we face our inner chaos and conflicts directly, without the buffer of society. Seneca saw these moments as perfect opportunities to practice Stoic teachings, such as resilience and temperance. By confronting and overcoming these internal challenges in solitude, we strengthen our character. Do you dictate the terms of your mind, or does it control you? Solitude trains us in the art of rational thought. Without the external noise, we can practice controlling our reactions to our thoughts. The Stoics believe that mastering one's mind requires practice, much like an athlete trains their body. Solitude provides the arena for this mental training. What does it mean to be truly present? Solitude allows for a profound engagement with the present moment, a key Stoic practice. Epictetus taught that we can only control the present, our immediate thoughts and actions. In solitude, free from the pull of past regrets and future anxieties, we learn to live fully in the now. How can you start using solitude to your advantage today? Begin with a simple daily practice: journaling. Each day, spend time alone writing about your thoughts and experiences. This practice enhances self-awareness and clarity. It allows you to track your progress, understand your emotions, and clarify your thoughts. Why not embrace the transformative power of solitude? As you step back into the world from your solitary retreat, you bring with you a clearer, more focused version of yourself. You return not just as a participant in your life, but as its master. Solitude, when embraced like the Stoics, equips you with the tools to navigate life's complexities with grace and wisdom. Lesson 2. Cultivating inner peace through solitude. Have you ever noticed how solitude can reset your emotional state? This lesson explores how embracing solitude can foster a deep sense of inner peace, a core principle in Stoic philosophy. But why is inner peace so essential? And how does solitude help us achieve it? Let's dive into the transformative role that solitude plays in cultivating a serene mind and a resilient spirit. What exactly do we mean by inner peace? Inner peace refers to a state of mental and emotional stability that is undisturbed by external circumstances. The Stoics believed that achieving this state is crucial for a fulfilling life. In solitude, away from the distractions of daily interactions, you can confront your inner noise and chaos, learning to settle them through reasoned thought and reflection. Why did the Stoics value resilience so highly? To the Stoics, emotional resilience was the shield against the unpredictability of life. Solitude acts as a training ground for building this resilience. By spending time alone, you are forced to face your fears, desires, and frustrations without the crutch of external support, teaching you to rely on your internal fortitude. How can solitude enhance your mindfulness? Stoic mindfulness is about being aware of your thoughts and emotions in the present moment without judgment. Solitude offers the perfect environment for this practice. It provides the quiet needed to observe your mental patterns and behaviors, allowing you to develop a deeper understanding of yourself and how you react to the world around you. Can solitude be a form of meditation? Absolutely. The Stoics use solitude as a form of reflective meditation, a time to connect with their inner wisdom. By engaging in meditative practices alone, you can explore your thoughts and feelings more deeply, learn to dismiss those that are unhelpful, and strengthen those that foster peace and resilience. Do you feel more purposeful after spending time alone? Solitude can help clarify your goals and aspirations. When you remove yourself from the influence of others' opinions and societal expectations, you can better understand what you truly want, not what you are conditioned to desire. This clarity is essential for living a life aligned with your values, a key aspect of Stoic happiness. What lessons can solitude teach us about handling life's pressures? In solitude, the absence of distractions presents an opportunity to practice dealing with life's pressures in miniature. You learn to handle solitude's own challenges, such as loneliness or boredom, which equips you with the emotional tools needed to tackle larger issues in life with calm and poise. How can you practically incorporate solitude into your daily routine? Start by taking regular solo walks. Use this time to disconnect from your daily responsibilities and reconnect with your thoughts. The physical activity combined with the peacefulness of walking alone can significantly boost your mood and clear your mind, making it easier to find inner peace. How will you use solitude to master yourself? As you grow more accustomed to the silence and stillness of being alone, you'll find that the lessons learned in solitude are profoundly impactful. They fortify your mind and spirit, preparing you to return to the social world, not just as a participant, but as a composed, self-aware individual, ready to handle whatever life throws your way with Stoic grace and resilience. Lesson 3. The transformative power of solitary introspection. Have you ever considered the transformative power that comes from true self-knowledge? This lesson delves into how solitude can be a profound tool for introspective exploration, allowing us to delve deeply into our core selves. Through solitary introspection, we discover our strengths, weaknesses, and the true essence of our character. Let's uncover how solitude not only provides clarity, but also catalyzes significant personal growth. Why is self-knowledge considered the pinnacle of wisdom in Stoicism? The Stoics believe that understanding oneself is the first step toward virtue. In solitude, distractions are minimized, providing a clear mirror to reflect on your true nature without the influence of external pressures. This environment is perfect for examining your life's choices, motivations, and desires, leading to a more authentic and aligned existence. How honest are you with yourself about your emotions? Solitude forces us to confront our feelings directly, without the option to mask or ignore them. This can be challenging, but incredibly rewarding. By facing and accepting your true emotions, you develop a deeper emotional honesty, which is crucial for personal integrity and inner peace. It's in these moments of solitude that you learn to process and control your reactions more effectively. What challenges might you face during solitary introspection? Engaging deeply with oneself can bring to surface uncomfortable truths and buried emotions. However, it is precisely these challenges that provide the opportunity for profound personal development. In solitude, you are the student and the teacher, By navigating these inner trials, you strengthen your mental resilience and emotional intelligence. How can the writings of Stoic philosophers enhance your solitary introspection? Reading and reflecting on the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus during times of solitude can provide guidance and inspiration. These writings offer valuable insights into dealing with life's complexities and encourage a reflective mindset that can be deeply introspective. They serve as a compass, guiding your thoughts towards rationality and virtue. Do you have a routine for your solitary reflections? Establishing a regular schedule for solitude can help make introspection a habit rather than a sporadic activity. This could be a dedicated time each day or week where you disconnect from the world and focus inward. Consistency in this practice amplifies its benefits, helping you build a strong foundation of self-awareness and Stoic virtues. Have you ever linked solitude with creativity? Solitude isn't just for reflection, it's also a breeding ground for creative thinking. In the quiet, your mind can wander freely, exploring ideas and solutions that wouldn't surface amidst the noise of everyday life. This creative freedom not only enriches your personal and professional life, but also contributes to problem-solving and innovative thinking. How can you practically apply introspection in your solitude? Try engaging in reflective writing. Keep a journal where you record your thoughts, feelings, and insights during periods of solitude. This practice not only helps in organizing your thoughts, but also in tracking your personal growth over time. Reflective writing transforms abstract thoughts into concrete words, making it easier to understand and learn from them. Think about how you can implement solitary introspection into your life. The power of solitude lies in its ability to transform your inner landscape, enhancing your understanding of yourself and the world around you. Embrace these moments of solitude as opportunities to grow wiser, stronger, and more attuned to your true nature. With each session of solitary reflection, you come back into the world equipped to navigate it with more grace and competence. Lesson 4: Harnessing solitude for decision making. Have you ever felt overwhelmed when making important decisions? This lesson explores how solitude can be a strategic tool for enhancing decision-making skills. The quiet and isolation provide a unique environment to weigh options without external influences clouding your judgment. Let's delve into how solitude can help you make clearer, more deliberate choices that align with your deepest values and goals. Why is clarity so crucial in decision-making? In the chaos of daily life, our thoughts can become clouded by the opinions and emotions of others. Solitude offers a break from this noise, allowing you to clear your mind and focus on what is truly important. This clarity is essential for making decisions that are not just reactive, but proactive and well-considered, reflecting your true intentions and aspirations. How can Stoic principles guide us in solitude? Stoicism teaches us to focus on reason and logic rather than emotion. By retreating into solitude, you can apply these principles to dissect your choices, examining each for its rationality and alignment with your life's philosophy. This methodical approach ensures that your decisions are not impulsive, but are grounded in your core beliefs. How often do you consider the long-term effects of your decisions? Solitude allows you to step back and think about the future consequences of your actions today. It provides the space to contemplate different scenarios and their potential impacts on your life and on others. This foresight is a critical component of wise decision-making, helping to prevent regrettable choices and fostering outcomes that are beneficial over the long haul. What role does solitude play in combating decision fatigue? Constant decision-making can be exhausting, leading to poorer choices as your mental energy depletes. Solitude offers a respite, a chance to recharge and restore your cognitive resources. In this refreshed state, you are better equipped to tackle complex decisions with renewed vigor and sharpness. How can reflective practices in solitude improve decision-making? Engaging in reflective practices such as meditation or journaling while alone helps you understand your decision-making patterns. It uncovers biases and habitual responses that may not serve you well. This self-knowledge is invaluable, as it allows you to refine how you make decisions, leading to more thoughtful and effective choices. How does solitude strengthen your confidence in your decisions? When you make decisions in solitude, free from external pressures, you own them more fully. This ownership builds confidence because you trust that the decision came purely from your values and reasoning. Each confident choice reinforces your trust in your ability to manage future situations, thus cultivating a stronger, more self-assured mindset. How will you apply the lessons of solitude to your decision-making processes? Solitude isn't just a break from the world. It's a powerful setting for thoughtful deliberation. By making solitude a part of your routine, you empower yourself to make decisions that are deliberate, wise, and true to your stoic pursuit of a rational and virtuous life. Embrace solitude as both a sanctuary and a strategic tool, and watch as your decision-making transforms into an art form of its own. Lesson 5. Solitude and the Mastery of Emotions. Have you ever noticed how your emotions can fluctuate wildly in the company of others? This lesson focuses on how solitude can be utilized to master your emotions, aligning them more closely with Stoic principles. Emotions, while a natural part of human experience, can often cloud judgment and lead to impulsive decisions. Let's explore how solitude provides the perfect environment to examine, understand, and ultimately control these emotional responses. Why do we need to master our emotions? In the hustle of daily interactions, our emotions can get triggered easily, leading to reactions we might later regret. Solitude offers a pause from these triggers, allowing us to step back and observe our emotions without immediate pressure to react. This observational distance is crucial for understanding the true nature and source of our emotions, helping us manage them more effectively. What does Stoicism teach us about emotional containment? Stoics believe in maintaining a rational control over emotions to live a virtuous life. In solitude, you can practice techniques like cognitive reframing, where you challenge and change your emotional responses by altering your perception of events. This practice not only helps in reducing emotional distress, but also aligns your reactions with reasoned responses. How can solitude act as an emotional reset button? Sometimes all it takes to regain control over your emotions is a moment of quiet. Solitude provides that moment. It's a space where you can calm your mind, soothe your nerves, and reset your emotional state. This clearing of emotional clutter is vital for approaching life's challenges with a cool head and a clear perspective. How does solitude enhance emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence involves recognizing, understanding, and managing our own emotions and those of others. Solitude helps by giving you the time and space to reflect on past interactions and emotions, learn from them, and plan how you might better handle similar situations in the future. This reflective practice builds your capacity for empathy and self-regulation. What is mindful solitude and how can it help? Mindful solitude involves being fully present with your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This practice helps in observing the flow of your emotions, understanding their transient nature, and learning not to get swept away by them. It's a powerful method for developing a steady and serene mind, equipped to handle the ebbs and flows of emotional life. What are the long-term benefits of mastering your emotions through solitude? Regular periods of solitude not only provide immediate relief from emotional turmoil, but also contribute to a more balanced emotional life over time. As you become adept at managing your emotions, you'll find that you react more calmly and effectively to stressful situations, enhancing your relationships and overall life satisfaction. How can you practice mastering your emotions in solitude? Start an emotion tracking journal. Each day during your time alone, write down what emotions you felt strongly, what triggered them, and how you responded. This exercise not only aids in recognizing patterns, but also improves your ability to anticipate and control your emotional responses in the future. How will you integrate the mastery of emotions through solitude into your life? By regularly dedicating time to be alone with your thoughts and emotions, you can develop a profound understanding and control over them. This mastery is a key component of the Stoic path to self-improvement, leading to a life characterized by rationality, tranquility, and emotional resilience. Embrace the solitude and let it teach you the art of emotional balance and wisdom. Lesson 6. Fostering creativity and innovation through solitude. Have you ever wondered how solitude might spark your creative genius? This lesson delves into the significant role that solitude plays in enhancing creativity and fostering innovation. The quiet and isolation of being alone not only offer the space needed to think deeply, but also encourage a break from conventional patterns, allowing new and innovative ideas to surface. Let's explore how solitude can be your secret weapon in unlocking creative potential. Why is silence so powerful in boosting creativity? In the quiet of solitude, the mind is freed from the usual distractions and social interruptions that often halt the creative process. This silence isn't merely the absence of noise, but a profound space where thoughts can roam freely and connect in novel ways. It's here, in the expansive quietude, that your deepest creative instincts can emerge unfiltered. How do Stoic practices enhance creativity in solitude? Stoicism teaches the value of reflection and focus, two critical components of creative work. When you retreat into solitude, you can apply Stoic methods of concentration and introspection to delve deeply into your thoughts and ideas. This disciplined approach helps in sifting through superficial ideas to uncover more profound, innovative concepts lying beneath. What role does solitude play in overcoming creative blocks? Creative blocks often stem from too much external input and mental clutter. Solitude provides a reset, clearing your mental palate and allowing you to approach problems from fresh perspectives. This mental decluttering is essential for breaking through blocks and accessing new creative insights. How does solitude encourage persistence in creative endeavors? Creativity isn't just about having ideas, but also about the resilience and tenacity to refine and implement them. Solitude offers the uninterrupted time necessary for experimenting, making mistakes, and learning from them without the immediate scrutiny or criticism that can come in more public spaces. This privacy fosters a safe space to persist and refine your work until it reaches its potential. How can solitude help you achieve a flow state? The flow state, or being in the zone, is a highly productive, deeply satisfying state where you are fully immersed in an activity. Solitude makes it easier to enter this state as there are fewer external disruptions. When in solitude, you can control your environment more effectively, setting the stage for deep, uninterrupted work, where time seems to stand still and creativity flows. How does solitude assist in the integration of new ideas? When you are alone, you have the time and space to not only generate ideas, but also to critically evaluate and integrate them into your existing projects or paradigms. Solitude allows for the reflection required to see how new ideas fit into the bigger picture, ensuring that they are viable and aligned with your goals. How can you actively use solitude to enhance creativity? Try scheduling regular solo brainstorming sessions. During these sessions, use techniques like mind mapping or free writing to generate and explore new ideas. The key is to let your thoughts flow without judgment, capturing everything that comes to mind, then later refining these thoughts into actionable ideas. How will you harness the power of solitude to enhance your creativity? As we have explored, solitude is not just a state of being alone, but a vibrant creative workshop where the noise of the world fades away, allowing your true creative potential to flourish. By embracing periods of solitude, you can tap into deep wells of creativity, innovate within your field, and bring forth ideas that are both original and impactful. Let solitude be your creative ally on the journey to self-mastery and innovation. Lesson 7. Solitude as a catalyst for personal growth. Have you considered how solitude can serve as a powerful catalyst for personal growth? This lesson explores the profound impact that solitude can have on your development as an individual. By stepping away from the social world and delving into the depths of solitude, you create the perfect environment for profound self-discovery and growth. Let's examine how embracing periods of solitude can lead to significant transformations in your life. Why is solitude so valuable for personal growth? In our everyday lives, we are often so busy reacting to external demands that we neglect our inner development. Solitude offers a break from these distractions, allowing us to focus on our personal aspirations and challenges. It provides the space to reflect on our goals, analyze our past actions, and plan future improvements. This introspective process is essential for anyone looking to evolve and enhance their life comprehensively. How does solitude enhance self-awareness? When you're alone, you're confronted with your true self, without the facades often necessary in social interactions. This encounter can be enlightening, revealing both strengths and weaknesses you may not have been aware of. Solitude forces you to listen to your inner voice and confront the parts of yourself that need attention. The insights gained from such introspection are invaluable for setting the course for personal growth. How can solitude help in managing stress? Constant engagement with the world can leave you feeling drained and stressed. Solitude provides a peaceful retreat where the mind can relax and decompress. This mental rest is crucial for maintaining emotional balance and clarity of thought. Reducing stress through solitude not only improves your overall well-being, but also clears the path for more focused growth efforts. How does solitude contribute to resilience? When you're alone, you're solely responsible for managing your thoughts and emotions. This responsibility teaches you to rely on your inner resources, fostering a resilience that is vital for coping with future challenges. The practice of facing and overcoming solitude's inherent challenges strengthens your mental fortitude and prepares you for life's unpredictable nature. How can solitude deepen your understanding of philosophy? Solitude allows for uninterrupted time to read, contemplate, and absorb philosophical ideas. Whether it's Stoicism or another school of thought, the quiet contemplation possible in solitude helps integrate these teachings into your life. This deeper understanding can fundamentally change how you view and interact with the world, leading to significant personal transformation. How does solitude assist in setting clearer visions and goals? Without the noise of external opinions and societal expectations, you can see your true desires and ambitions more clearly. Solitude offers the perfect setting to dream big, set strategic goals, and outline actionable steps to achieve them. This focused goal setting is crucial for directed personal growth and ensuring your efforts are aligned with your true aspirations. How can you practically use solitude to foster personal growth? Plan a solitary retreat dedicated to goal setting and personal vision crafting. During this time, remove distractions and commit to understanding what you truly want from life. Write these goals down and create a detailed plan for achieving them. This exercise will not only clarify what you want to achieve, but also reinforce your commitment to these goals. How will you integrate the lessons of solitude into your journey of personal growth? As we have seen, solitude isn't merely about being alone. It's a strategic pause that allows for deep personal development. By regularly incorporating periods of solitude into your life, you ensure that you are not just reacting to life, but actively shaping it according to your deepest values and visions. Embrace solitude as your personal growth ally, and watch as you transform into a more self-aware, resilient, and fulfilled individual. Lesson 8. Solitude as a tool for enhancing focus and concentration. Have you ever considered how solitude can sharpen your focus and enhance your concentration? In this lesson, we'll explore how withdrawing from the noise and demands of daily life allows for deeper focus and improved mental clarity. Solitude isn't just about being alone. It's about creating a space where your mind can operate without distractions, fostering a higher level of cognitive performance and attention to detail. Let's delve into how solitude can be a strategic resource in improving your ability to concentrate and focus. Why does solitude help improve focus? Neuroscientific studies suggest that solitude can reduce the cognitive load that comes from constant social interactions, allowing your brain to reset and recharge. This mental break is crucial for maintaining long-term cognitive health and enhances your brain's ability to process information. When you return to tasks after a period of solitude, you may notice increased sharpness and a renewed ability to concentrate deeply on complex tasks. How can practicing mindfulness in solitude enhance your focus? Mindfulness meditation is a powerful tool that can be practiced during periods of solitude to train your brain to focus on the present moment. This practice reduces the tendency of the mind to wander, making it easier to concentrate when you return to your regular activities. Over time, regular mindfulness in solitude can fundamentally improve your ability to remain attentive and engaged. How does solitude help in minimizing distractions? In our connected world, we are constantly bombarded by notifications, messages, and calls that fragment our attention. Solitude provides an escape from these interruptions, offering a pure environment where the mind can focus without competing stimuli. This undisturbed state is essential for engaging deeply with your work, studying effectively, or pursuing any activity that requires sustained mental effort. What is deep work and how can solitude facilitate it? Deep work refers to activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. These activities create new value, improve your skill, and are hard to replicate. Solitude is the perfect setting for deep work because it shields you from the shallow distractions of everyday life, allowing you to dive deep into your tasks with full intensity. Why should you integrate routine periods of solitude into your daily schedule? Establishing regular times for solitude can help you develop a habit of concentrated focus. Whether it's early in the morning, during lunch, or late at night, these periods can become a sanctuary for intensive personal or professional work. Over time, this routine builds a natural discipline in your brain, training it to enter a state of high focus on demand. What challenges might you face when focusing in solitude, and how can you overcome them? For some, the silence of solitude can initially feel unsettling, potentially leading to increased internal distractions, such as intrusive thoughts or anxieties. It's important to approach solitude with a plan, such as a specific project or task to focus on, and tools to manage any arising discomfort, like meditation or structured breaks. This proactive approach can help you make the most of your solitude. How can you practically apply this lesson to your life? Try implementing timed focus sessions during your periods of solitude. Choose a task that requires high concentration, set a timer, start with 20-30 minutes, and work with intense focus until the timer goes off. Gradually increase the duration of these sessions as your focus improves. This exercise not only enhances your concentration, but also trains you to maximize the benefits of solitude. How will you use solitude to enhance your focus and concentration? As we've discussed, solitude can significantly improve your cognitive functions by providing a space free from distractions and conducive to deep work. By intentionally incorporating periods of solitude into your routine, you can develop a sharper, more focused mind, capable of tackling complex challenges with ease. Embrace the quiet and let it transform your ability to concentrate and excel. Lesson 9. Solitude for spiritual growth and inner harmony. Have you ever thought about how solitude can enhance your spiritual life and inner harmony? This lesson explores the deep connection between solitude and spiritual growth. Engaging in solitude provides a unique opportunity to confront and align with your deeper self and explore your spiritual beliefs without the influence of external pressures. Let's explore the transformative potential of solitude in fostering a richer, more spiritually aligned existence. Why is solitude foundational to spiritual growth? In the silence of being alone, you can hear the subtle whispers of your inner voice that often get drowned out in the chaos of everyday life. This voice can guide you towards understanding your true spiritual needs and aspirations. Solitude acts as a sanctuary where you can reflect on your beliefs, question your spiritual path, and seek deeper truths without interruption. This process is essential for authentic spiritual development. How does solitude help you connect with something greater than yourself? In the quiet of solitude, barriers between the self and the universal seem to dissolve, allowing for a profound sense of connection. Whether through meditation, prayer, or contemplation, solitude can facilitate a deeper engagement with the universal forces you believe in. This connection is often felt more deeply when free from the distractions of a connected, noisy world. What role does mindful awareness play in spiritual solitude? Mindfulness in solitude helps you cultivate a heightened awareness of the present moment, often leading to profound spiritual insights. It teaches you to observe your thoughts and emotions without attachment, fostering a state of inner peace and equanimity. This practice enhances your spiritual journey by allowing you to live more fully in the alignment with your spiritual values. How does reflection in solitude contribute to spiritual clarity? When you spend time alone, reflecting on your life's purpose and your core beliefs, you gain clarity that can be elusive in the hustle of daily life. This clarity about what you truly value spiritually can redefine your priorities and choices, aligning them more closely with your spiritual goals. Solitude provides the uninterrupted time necessary for such deep reflection and decision-making. What are some challenges you might face in spiritual solitude? Confronting your innermost thoughts and fears can be daunting without the usual distractions of social interaction. You may encounter spiritual doubts or existential questions that are difficult to face alone. However, overcoming these challenges in solitude can lead to significant spiritual breakthroughs and a renewed sense of faith and purpose. How does solitude help in renewing spiritual commitments? Solitude offers the opportunity to reassess and renew your commitment to your spiritual practices and beliefs. Without the external pressures to conform to particular behaviors or rituals, you can choose practices that truly resonate with your spirit and contribute to your growth. This freedom is essential for an authentic and personally meaningful spiritual life. How can you use solitude to conduct a spiritual retreat? Designate a day or a weekend where you can be alone in a comfortable and serene environment, free from daily responsibilities. Use this time for spiritual readings, meditation, prayer, or any practice that deepens your spiritual understanding. This retreat will provide the space to deeply connect with your spiritual side and reflect on your spiritual journey. Consider how you might regularly incorporate periods of solitude into your spiritual life. By doing so, you can maintain and deepen your spiritual growth, enhance your inner peace, and continue to cultivate a life that truly reflects your spiritual values. Solitude is not just a withdrawal from the world. It is an active, profound engagement with your deepest spiritual self. Embrace this sacred time and watch as it transforms your life from the inside out. Lesson 10. Integrating solitude into daily life for lasting transformation. Have you ever pondered how integrating solitude into your daily routine can lead to lasting personal transformation? This final lesson explores how to effectively incorporate solitude into your everyday life, ensuring that the lessons learned during these quiet moments have a profound and lasting impact. Solitude isn't just a retreat from the world. It's a powerful tool that, when used wisely, can enrich your life in unexpected ways. Let's delve into practical strategies for making solitude a regular part of your life. Why is recognizing the need for solitude essential? In our busy lives, moments of solitude can often be overlooked or undervalued. It's crucial to understand the signs that you need to step back and take some time for yourself. Feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or disconnected are clear indicators. Acknowledging the need for solitude allows you to take proactive steps towards maintaining your mental and emotional health. How can you create an effective solitude schedule? Start by identifying times in your day or week when you can be alone without interruptions. This might be early in the morning during a lunch break or late at night. Consistently dedicating these periods to solitude helps establish a routine, making it easier to disconnect from the outside world and focus inward. Regularity reinforces the habit, making the benefits of solitude more pronounced over time. What environment is conducive to effective solitude? The space where you decide to spend your solitude should be calming and free from distractions. This could be a specific room in your home, a garden, or even a quiet park. The key is to have a designated solitude space that signals to your brain that it's time to shift into a reflective or restorative mode. A well-chosen environment enhances the quality of your solitary time. How does deep reflection fit into solitude? Solitude provides the perfect backdrop for engaging in deep reflection about your life's direction, decisions, and desires. Use this time to contemplate your goals, reassess your values, and consider changes you might want to make. Reflective practices such as journaling or meditative thinking can be particularly effective during these quiet periods, helping to clarify thoughts and inspire action. How can solitude enhance creativity? Isolation from external influences provides a unique opportunity to think creatively and explore new ideas. During periods of solitude, engage in activities that stimulate your imagination, like writing, sketching, or playing music. This not only harnesses your creative potential, but also makes solitude something to look forward to, adding a productive and enjoyable element to your routine. How can you integrate insights gained from solitude into everyday life? Each session of solitude can yield valuable insights about yourself and your environment. Make it a practice to record these insights and think about ways they can be applied to improve your daily life. Whether it's a new approach to a problem at work or a resolution to handle a relationship more compassionately, these insights can have practical applications that enhance your overall quality of life. What are the challenges in maintaining regular solitude, and how can they be overcome? Common obstacles include a busy schedule, family obligations, or a feeling that spending time alone is unproductive. Address these challenges by firmly prioritizing solitude as essential for your well-being, explaining its importance to others if necessary, and remembering that this time is as crucial as any meeting or appointment. How can you start small with integrating solitude? Begin with mini solitude sessions of 5 to 10 minutes each day. Use this time to practice breathing exercises, enjoy a short walk, or simply sit quietly without your phone or other distractions. These brief periods can be surprisingly refreshing and are an excellent first step toward making longer periods of solitude a regular part of your life. How will you commit to integrating solitude into your daily life? As we've explored, regular solitude can dramatically improve your mental clarity, emotional health, and overall life satisfaction. By making solitude a non-negotiable part of your routine, you ensure ongoing personal growth and transformation. Embrace the quiet and let it guide you to a deeper understanding of yourself and your place in the world.